dreams.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Ordinary heating and cooling systems last on average about 12 years. A water furnace geothermal system lasts on average 24 years, twice as long as your aging heat pump or furnace. Geo saves up to 70% of monthly energy costs. And the best part? Federal and state tax credits provide 55% of your new Geo system costs. Blue Ridge Electric members get an additional rebate and can finance the system on their power bill. Learn more at ClemsonGeo.com. That's ClemsonGeo.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead here live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. We have barely said Jim Boeheim today, and I think he put out his third clarification of the last 24 hours of a statement he gave to Pete Thamel of ESPN already this morning. I can't wait to tell you that I searched for, I was just trying to figure out, what's the name of that Brazilian center that they paid and then they fixed his grades?
Yes.
And I Googled it. I literally Googled Syracuse Center, Brazil, NCAA investigation. Do you know there is a Wikipedia page for that NCAA investigation into Syracuse?
Are you serious?
For the Fab Mello. His name's Fab Mello.
Yeah.
His name's Fab Mello. So it's that, and then the local YMCA was paying guys like $8,000 for no-show jobs. Jim Boeheim, ladies and gentlemen.
It's amazing. He's not doing the back walk. He's doing the moonwalk. Like, he is Michael Jacksoning right now as he's trying to back up, because he threw shade at everybody, made accusations at several teams in the league, and now he's getting called out on it. Like, hey, man, that glass house that you're living in, better be careful.
I can't wait to get into that. That's almost too. Yeah, I'm gonna say it's too juicy for Stockwatch. There's some other good stuff though around the world of sports, folks. Let's get it.
Who's got worth this week? It's time for the Stockwatch on Out of Bounds.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
I don't know where you get your information, son, but I don't like it.
Well, life all comes down to a few moments. This is one of them.
Roller coaster, ups and downs, you know that.
Not a question of enough, pal. It's a zero-sum game. Somebody wins, somebody loses.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
As always, Out of Bounds Stockwatch brought to you by Kiwi Financial Group. Let Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial take care of all of your long-term financial goals. Don't try to do it yourself. That's silly. Give it to the professionals at Kiwi Financial Group. Go by and see them right there in Pendleton Road next to Max Drive-In in Clemson. Ben, I want to start by saying something I've never said in all my life. Stock up to Kyrie Irving.
What?
Yes, not only did he request a trade and then was traded, not only has he played well until said request, he gets to go to a place where he gets to do all the research about the JFK assassination and just have a field day with all the conspiracy theories about that. I say win-win-win for Kyrie. Stock up to him. He gets everything he wants. And you know what? Stock up to the Nets because they tore down a working model to put Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving there, and rather than cling to it until the last possible second, they finally said, you know what? We were wrong. We failed. And they're starting over. And coincidentally, as a part of their return, they got Spencer Dinwiddie, who's one of the young guys they should have been building around this entire time.
You know, I'm going to kind of stock up Kyrie Irving in a way. Stock up for Kyrie not getting his way. The Nets owner reportedly told people inside the front office there that one of his goals in this trade was not to send Kyrie to his favorite place, to his preferred destination, which by all indications was LA with LeBron. He made a spite move, Kwok. Stock up for that. Stock up for getting Kyrie out and not completely giving him his way. He's going to get like a couple of years of Supermax money. Fantastic. By the way, get ready for the 30 for 30 where talking about Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving killing one another on the floor. Oh, you wait and see. You are about to see domestic violence between teammates play out in real life on the court.
You know what they should do?
That is not going to work, folks. That is not going to work.
If Dallas traded for Russell Westbrook, they would have to play with two balls.
Yeah.
They would have to play with two balls because you want to talk about guys who just want to dribble the air out of the ball incessantly. Kyrie's always excited for 3.8 seconds about his new opportunity. In fact, the quote, there was a tweet thread on Twitter that was just screenshotting old tweets about how ecstatic Kyrie was to go to the Nets and how ecstatic he is every time he changes, how ecstatic he was to go to the Celtics after a report came out that he was ecstatic about joining the Mavs. Kyrie's crazy. We'll show up, Dallas. I don't know what you think you're doing. I don't know why anybody... I don't know why there was a bidding war for this guy.
Yeah, look, I like Luka, but it's very obvious that what it is Dallas is trying to do, and that is whatever Luka Doncic wants to do. Throw him the ball, get out of the way, let him just play iso ball all the time. That's what he wants. That's carrying you somewhat. Now, Kyrie did play with James Harden, so he's kind of used to that. But this is not going
to
work.
You know what?
Speaking of Durant, I was going to mention Kevin Durant next. Would it be fair to assume people don't want to play with him now?
Yes.
I heard, I don't remember who it was, frame it. Is the Brooklyn Nets experiment of those big three players not doing a doggone thing, is that not the biggest failure in this era of basketball in terms of roster construction?
Well, I love it because I loved what they were building before that. Remember, they took a doormat team. They were well-coached. It was a young core. They were fun. They were defending. They were out of nowhere making moves. And then they just traded all that. They just blew all that up to try to get this big three in that didn't do squat. Honestly, it is great for the kind of basketball that I like, which is draft, develop, and sign your guys and accentuate with free agency and stop trying to just pluck superstars and make super teams. I love it. I love it so much for that reason. Kyrie and Kevin Durant played like 80 games together or something like that? Like they never were on the floor together this whole time with Brooklyn.
Well, somebody's always hurt or, you know, out with the COVID stuff around Kyrie. I don't know what to call it.
You're right, though. I forgot about that.
That's the most politically correct way to say it. The COVID stuff around Kyrie.
That's right. By the way, to the texter who called us haters for this conversation, yeah, you know what? I do hate a legitimate certified psycho who's a locker room cancer, who everybody hates and can't stand after two games on their team, and who quits on his team midway through a season where they're a playoff team. Yes. Yeah, I am a certified hater of that person. You want to be a fan of that person? If you can lay your head down on your pillow at night and say, Kyrie's the truth, go for it, man. And if you didn't mean our conversation with Kyrie, kindly be more specific. But that text was time for a conversation.
But if you're talking about Kyrie, you're 100% spot on.
Oh, man. How about stock down to Ja Morant? Starting to get some vibes from old Ja, Ben. I don't like it, and this is personal for me. You know, every time, like once a week in a Grizzlies game, there's some interaction between somebody from the Grizzlies, either fans or players, and somebody else. This happened in the Grizzlies-Pacers game a while back where there was some jawing between Ja's dad and some of his acquaintances and some of the Pacers players. And then they were leaving the arena, and the jawing continued in the parking lot as the Pacers players were going out to the bus, where there were cars that pulled up and were saying things that were, you know, I would say some low-key threats. And then Ja Morant gets in a car, it drives off, and there is a red laser that comes out of the... Have you seen this? There's a red laser that comes out of one of those cars and they start pointing it at Pacers players and personnel. The NBA investigated. They said basically they couldn't determine who it was because snitches get stitches. And so you're not doing that. So basically, like, one of the guys got banned from the arena for the rest of the year. I can't go to FedEx Forum. You know, Memphis is saying all the right stuff about we've been cooperating with the investigation. This ain't good, man. It's not good for Ja.
Okay, tell me more about this laser.
Okay.
Was this laser attached to something?
We don't know, but there was a...
Because, I mean, like, I own a laser.
Right.
I could... If I get it in a traffic stop, I'm okay with a laser. I'm not as okay with what it's attached to.
I want to read...
In some states.
I want to read this. This is...
Are you tracking with me here?
Yes. Yes, I am tracking with you. Bob Kravitz and Sam Amick broke this story for The Athletic. This is what it says. Following a game between Pacers and Grizzlies, blah, blah, blah. Acquaintances of Grizzlies star Ja Morant aggressively confronted members of the Pacers traveling party near the team's bus in the loading area of FedEx Forum, and later someone in a slow-moving SUV, which Morant was riding in, trained a red laser on them. The two members of the traveling party spoke to The Athletic, said they didn't see who shined the laser from the SUV. They also don't know if the laser was attached to a gun, but they believed it was because a Pacers security guard in the loading area at the time remarked, quote, "That's 100% a gun," close quote.
Okay, look, I see a laser coming out of a slow-moving vehicle. I'm going to assume the worst.
Exactly.
Call me crazy.
Exactly. There were some other reported things that were said, and I'm trying to find those quotes. "Come get some of this. You don't know how we roll. I'll show you what I got." They were yelling to the players and personnel that got on the bus.
You also got to remember, man, Ja's father is, some people don't even think he's 50 years old. I mean, he's still a young guy, and he's from South Carolina.
Yes, yes.
I mean, there's a little crazy runs around here, okay? You got to keep that in mind.
There's a reason that the Chinese spy balloon was shot down off the coast of Myrtle Beach and not off the coast of Long Island.
Right, right,
right. Couple more here. Stock up to Kevin Steele. My guy is so entrenched in the SEC. God. He can't, you think the NFL is a retread league? The incest, with emphasis on SEC there, just misspell incest and include SEC, INSECT, which spells insect, but we're just going to pronounce it like we want. Ben, that's what this league is. It's about continuing to hire Mike Bobo and continuing to hire Kevin Steele for every available coordinator job.
This is Kevin Steele's third stint with Nick Saban?
Third stint. I think second as coordinator with Saban. I believe I'm right in saying that.
Fourth, been in four SEC schools. I will say this. Kevin did become a better coordinator after he left Clemson. a while after, you know, he, we've talked about it several times over the years. He kind of reinvented himself, does it a little simpler than he used to, maybe. Nick Saban likes to hire guys that he knows, that guys that he's close to. So still checks all those boxes. Now, Tommy Reese doesn't, but this one did surprise me, though, especially with what Miami was paying him. Which, and that's, Miami's a whole nother story now in this thing, but needless to say, Kevin Steele and Tommy Reese duo in Tuscaloosa have the Alabama fan base really scared.
I'm not
really nervous.
You know, I'm not sure we have quite enough time to get to this today, but I want to talk about this because I am legitimately puzzled. I'm not as puzzled about Kevin Steele, because I think I know what it means, but if I were an Alabama fan, I'd be just a little concerned. The Tommy Reese thing, I know what I think it means, but I think the hire and the search are sending wildly different signals, and I just don't know exactly how to deal with that. So I'll just say stock up to Kevin Steele, maybe a little mini stock down to, you know what? You know what I think Nick Saban should do? I think he should do a 50 minute reminder to the fans about how much they have accomplished over time. And just be like, I hire who I want to hire, and then just drop the mic and roll out of there. Some coaches are doing that these days.
All these coordinator changes are, man, they're so interesting right now. Notre Dame fans are celebrating the fact Tommy Reese left, which I find hilarious. You got former players like endorsing the move.
What?
Good riddance.
What is that?
Alabama fans don't seem to want either one of these guys. Where, if you're Tommy Reese and you're the least popular coordinator hire and the other guy is Kevin Steele, how are you feeling today?
That's horrible.
Meanwhile, Miami, who built this star-studded, all-star, coaching staff, has a head coach that's on a little bit of hot water if it weren't for his recruiting class, and he's out both coordinators now.
And John Ruiz.
Oh, well, yeah, he's got money bags.
There. Life wallet. But, yes, yeah, Alabama now the team that has coordinators. Miami's now the team with no coordinators. Rudderless ship. Real quick before we go to break, and then we talk about some other stuff. Stock down to Colorado State. This is as bad as it gets. And I tend to give student section some leeway, probably because I feel like a hypocrite if I don't. You can't do this. Colorado State had to issue a public apology to Utah State because Utah State has a guard named Max Shulga, who is Ukrainian, and the Colorado State student section chanted Russia at him.
What?
During Saturday's game. His family lives in Kiev.
Oh, that's the most disgusting thing I've heard in a long time.
Yes. He goes to the foul line late in the game. You can hear Russia chants from the student section.
That's terrible.
It was shock. When I read this, I was like, that is shocking. That's not one guy holding up a sign, you know, something like that. That's a group of people who decided that was an acceptable thing, especially for somebody who, like, you're not 1/8 Ukrainian from three generations ago.
That's horrible.
Your family is still there.
I'm not so sure, Kwok, and it's easy for me to say this sitting here today. I'm not so sure I don't stop the game and escort every person from my student section out of the arena.
It takes a lot.
I'm dead serious. I'm not so sure that's not what I would have done.
I'm with you on that. It takes a lot for me to get that.
You leave or we're forfeiting the game. You've got to draw a line somewhere. That's bad.
Well over the line. That's bad. Well over the line. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more Jim Boeheim. We'll talk more Alabama coordinators, whatever you want. 654-ROAR is the number. Back after this.
My Garage by Essex is proud to service the Clemson area with excellent service on all makes and models. They are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. With life being uncertain, you know you can be certain of My Garage by Essex. taking care of you and your family. Stop in to see him at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., or call 864-633-5800.
Okay, listen closely. A water furnace geothermal system can save up to 70% on your heating and cooling costs, will last twice as long on average than conventional heat pumps. You get the same tax credits as solar, and Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members get an additional cash rebate. What are you waiting for? It doesn't take an engineer to understand geothermal is the best and least expensive way to heat and cool your home. It's like putting money in the bank. Learn more at ClemsonGeo.com.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Winning multiple Ford President's Awards and top-notch online reviews are two reasons why George Coleman Ford should be your choice for your next new or pre-owned vehicle. Every week, customers like you post online reviews raving about the buying experience at George Coleman Ford. It's like nothing they've experienced. No hidden fees and straight-up honest customer service. And with new inventory arriving monthly, George Coleman Ford is committed to satisfying you. The best is found in Traveler's Rest, George Coleman Ford.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme Donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Golf Cart Service has been serving the upstate for the past 50 years. An authorized club car dealer, they service over 30 golf courses in the upstate. With their service truck, they come to your business to care for your single cart or your fleet. You can learn more about our services on our website, golfcartsc.com. We're located at the intersection of Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today. Mention the Roar, save $50 on a service call. Mattress shopping? Look no further than Engineered Sleep. Visit their showroom in Greenville and try the ES Duo. This two-piece hybrid mattress is their most popular seller. If it's in stock, pick it up the same day or schedule a delivery. Setup is free. Plus, they take away your old mattress. Manufactured mattresses in Greenville for 90 years. Call 866-244-0898 or go to engineeredsleep.com. Save up to $600 and get two free pillows with code WCCP. Better sleep. Rest assured.
O'Reilly. Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Choose Syntec, available exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar,
where every day is game day.
You know, I think I think there are folks who are starting to catch on to the DJ choices today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Just a Allman Brothers kind of a day.
Just, I mean, it. I guess it fits. I'm not hating it.
It tastes like everybody knows the top couple songs by the Allman Brothers. Like, you dig into their albums, though, it's hard to find a bad song.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's hard to find a bad song.
I'm a big fan of the Allman Brothers. Past the just the hits.
That's one where you just go on the old Spotify, say, play Allman Brothers, and let her ride, man, yep. Like all afternoon.
Oh yeah, and then 2.5 hours later, you realize that you just wasted the whole day, but you felt really good the whole mm-hmm. time. 654 Roar is the number, 654-7627 if you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. I assume you read the entire Jim Boeheim, the Pete Thamel article from after the game
on
Saturday. Okay.
I think most people by now have seen the quote where he calls out Wake Forest, he calls out Pitt, Miami. I tried to see more of it to make sure, to see how it was talked about in context. And it's all about NIL. I mean, just the state of college basketball. But there's no misinterpretation of what it was he was saying about those schools.
I mean, yeah.
And that's, and I do agree with him. I mean, mark the tape. I mean, I agree with Jim Boeheim on something. The college basketball, like sports in general, is in dangerous waters at the moment with NIL and how things are being constructed and all that. And I don't think it's going anywhere. So we got to learn how to adapt. It's interesting though to hear somebody like Boeheim, who after all has been so squeaky clean for the last 45 years, to be the one that talks about it.
Oh man, that to me is the part that I don't get. I told you this before the show. PR, I've said this many times. If I were not doing this job, I would probably be running for office somewhere or be a comms person on a campaign. And so I try to follow along with the trends in public relations, okay? This is something that's not trendy at all. This is public relations 101 from the first to now.
Syracuse, that is a communications school to a large degree. Do they have anybody that is in public communications and helping Jim Boeheim? That would be one of the worst jobs in America.
It would be one of the worst, and, I'm not going to say that. I'll tell you off air what I was thinking. It's almost the worst job I can think of except one. Ben, there is nothing worse from a public relations standpoint than having to issue a correction and then an official statement to clarify the thing that you said originally. That is horrible. Horrible stuff. And as Ben said, there is no equivocation. Here's the quote. This is an awful place we're in college basketball. Pittsburgh bought a team. Okay, fine. My big donor talks about it, but he doesn't give anyone any money. Nothing. Not one guy. Our guys make like $20,000. Wake Forest bought a team. Miami bought a team. It's like, really? This is where we are? That's really where we are, and it's only going to get worse, end quote. Now, he also talks about that's why Jay Wright, Mike Krzyzewski got out. The transfer portal and everything is nuts. It really is. Now, again, I think we all agree, but let's not get it twisted. I will go to the great philosopher, Brandon Knight. Brandon Knight, my guy, who is a former Pitt point guard, current Rutgers assistant, former rival of Jim Boeheim, by the way, and an alum of the old Big East. This is what he said, quote, sounds like sour grapes. Next time, ask Jim Boeheim how many teams he bought before NIL was legal, which I think we all can kind of throw some names out. I mean, I just gave you Fab Mello. But there were lots of times where Jim Boeheim got some recruits that you kind of thought, I don't know it. He went to school for $0. Don't throw stones in glass house. Remember, you've been coaching a lot of years, and a lot of us know who got paid. Close quote. That is former Pitt point guard Brandon Knight and a current Rutgers assistant. The point here is he probably said that and went, whoops. You probably don't. I mean, for somebody who had 10 wins taken off of his career total and was suspended for a bunch of games due to NCAA violations not that long ago, you probably don't want to open yourself up to a he said with some other folks. You probably don't want to do that, especially when you're talking about Pittsburgh, where, let's be frank about it, I don't know that Jeff Capel is squeaky clean. I'm not sure they were in, like, they didn't get any super high-profile guys from the transfer portal. Not that I know of. They just did a really good job of building their roster. I give him credit. Did he pay those guys? I don't know, but he doesn't seem like a prime candidate, at least with this group. A couple of those recruiting classes, maybe. Not sure. Wake Forest? Wake Forest doesn't have an NIL infrastructure at the moment. They don't have. They're way behind in NIL. So, again, did Steve Forbes pay? I don't know. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this, but Dino Gaudio probably did.
Dino did. That's like the worst kept secret in basketball.
Right. So, I mean, Jeff Johnson and Al Farouk Aminu were there.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I don't want to say the Wake Forest Institution is squeaky clean, but I don't feel like this team is, like, rolling in cash. Miami, you're not breaking any news there. Everybody knows Miami's bought and paid for. Again, we talked about that's not why they're good, but, I mean, Nigel Pack certainly helps. He was the best player on the floor against Clemson. Without Nigel Pack, they don't win. I was actually thinking about that during the game. Anthony Walker, remember Anthony Walker played a lot last year for Miami on a team that went to the Elite Eight? He played like 5 minutes off the bench. That guy barely played. He was a big part of their roster last year. If he plays instead of Nigel Pack, Clemson wins. If they don't just flat out in the open pay Nigel Pack to come play there, Clemson wins a game. And Miami might have 5 more losses this year. Nigel Pack is, I think, that important. Jim Boeheim, though, the things that he's saying about the game, here's what I think he, and we'll go to the phones here. But. And
quickly, just one addition to that. Not only does Nigel Pack go there, without NIL, is there not a possibility Isaiah Wong leaves there?
Yes. Well, remember, he had him over a barrel.
Right, right. And that's why I bring that up.
Yes. That's 100% true. Now, what he was really talking about is, like, he really sat down with Pete Thamel, I think, to address job security, which is the thing that's weird about this, is that he was basically like, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. He was basically like, yeah, most of the people at Syracuse want me to keep my job. If I want to keep my job, I'll just walk into the AD's office and tell them I'm staying, and nobody's going to stop me.
Ugh.
It's basically what he said. That's the paraphrase, but that's basically what he said.
And, you know, Thamel, you talked to Boeheim about the state of college basketball. I would think he is the oldest coaching Hall of Famer right now, right? I can't think of somebody older than him.
I don't think so. Larry Nagel's like 73, maybe. He's in his early 70s. I'm going to look that up. I think that's right.
Don't let Boeheim become the voice of college basketball.
In major college basketball, no. Yeah, Larry Nagel's 73. Larry Nagel, coach 2, 73. I'm gonna go Boeheim's the oldest. He's the oldest, like, big-time coach in college basketball. God, he's not the voice of college basketball, though, is he?
He's not my voice.
Shoot. Who would be? Is anybody trusted Bill Self? Is anybody trusted him? But can somebody get Leonard Hamilton on the horn? He's not saying much this year, but my man's doing a juice cleanse at the moment.
I'd go to Leonard before I talk to those other guys for sure.
I mean, goodness gracious. Mick Cronin? Let's go to Mike and Anderson, who's up with us next. What's up, Mike?
No, not much. Thanks for getting me in, Quack.
Yes, sir.
Very quickly, quick comment on something Ben said about the Colorado State students, that pitiful display of humanity. I was in the U.S. Navy from 1974 to 1976, And being in the military at that time, I had the privilege and the honor to associate with and talk with many older guys back then, mostly senior chief petty officers who were the backbone of the Navy, pretty much tell stories about war when they were in World War II and the Korean War. There is nothing, absolutely nothing funny about war, and it's just very sad that segments of our society have sunk so low as to do something like that. And again, I'm with Ben. If I'm in charge, if I had the authority to do it and I'm there, I kick those students out, not just for the game, but for the rest of the this season and next season. That's as bad as using the N-word, man. That's just despicable. Despicable.
I don't disagree. I mean, I think that's as... When you've got a guy who's from Ukraine, whose parents are still there, and knowing what they're going through right now at the hands of the Russians, to chant that to them, I'm going to say it wasn't like evil intent. It's not evil, right? You're trying to troll. But what it does in practice is evil. It really is the lowest of the low.
Yes, sir, pretty low. But a quick question for you on the Tigers. The Tigers' record right now in basketball, well, it's 18-5, correct? Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, 18-5, and most people I've heard today talking about the game Saturday and looking towards the end of the season, 4-3, most everybody seems to think the worst it would be 4-3. So that would be 22-8. And do the Tigers, at 22-8, for the Tigers, do they still have to win a couple of tournament games in the ACC to get an NCAA tournament bid? Walt went off pretty hard on your guest Friday about saying they were squarely on the bubble. And I'm just wondering, is 4-3 down the stretch and then a couple of games in the ACC tournament, is that good enough to get them in the big dance? And if it doesn't get them in the big dance, the statements that Graham Neff made last year, do they come to fruition this year? And I'm not asking you to speculate on what happens. I'm just wondering, no appearance in the big dance, is that the end of Brownell? And I will hang up and listen. Thanks a lot, Clark.
Thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate the phone call.
I would say I hope we're still at a point in college basketball where you finish in the top three in a major conference. You tell Net what they can do with their rankings.
Right.
You finish in the top three, you're in. I'm sorry. By the way, we talked a lot about that Virginia Tech game. I realize it's just announcer talking points. Why on earth are we talking about Virginia Tech as a bubble team? They did it all through that broadcast, Quok. To the point, at one point I actually went to the standings like, okay, now, I could have sworn Virginia Tech was like 3-7, but maybe they're 7-3, and I'm backwards. I actually went and checked the standings. Get out of here with that garbage. That's crazy. I'll talk about postseason and future once you get to that point. There's still way too much basketball to play, but I am firmly in the camp. You finish in the top three in the ACC, and you're talking about six or seven teams getting in, you're getting in.
I mean, I would say so, too. And the other – I did short them a loss, by the way. So there's that.
They're 18-6 right now.
They're 18-6. So a 4-3 finish would be 22-9. It would be 14-6 in the ACC. The ACC is down, but it ain't that down. If you finish 14-6, a couple of those wins are going to appreciate in value. Look, I'm not saying they're solidly in or they feel great about it when they wake up Sunday morning. Like, I'm not saying that. But I can't imagine a team with that kind of resume, if you finish second or third in your league like you're talking about, not being in the NCAA tournament. I can't imagine.
And you might be visiting Dayton. But, hey, just get in.
Just get in.
I'd love to see what this team does when they get in.
Final segment of the program. We'll go back to the phones right after this.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Mix and match two for $5 scratch-made biscuits at Bojangles. It's bow time.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local, trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Why should you buy a mattress from Mattress Max Furniture? Well, we offer a simple process, helpful expertise, old-fashioned full-service delivery, and the best sale prices every day. And we've got all the best brands in one location for you to try out in person, like Paramount Heavy Duty Mattresses, starting at just $10.99. We also carry Sealy, Posturepedic, and Stearns & Foster. So don't buy sight unseen. See it in person at Mattress Max Furniture, online at mattressmaxfurniture.com. Mattress Max Furniture
will save you money.
Folks, let's talk a little bit about coaching. Good coaches know how to take players who just need a little direction and show them how to best channel their energies in order to achieve their stated goals. Well, that's similar to the process that they undergo at PhD Weight Loss. When I went to PhD Weight Loss, I got on a plan that I followed rigidly. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and I was nervous about putting it back on. But because of the tools I was given by the coaching I received at PhD with Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team leading the way, I've been able to keep that weight off now for almost a full year, and I got to tell you, I have no plans to put that weight back. And if I need coaching because I'm feeling a little bit iffy on some things, they're always available for me by phone or by email, 24/7, 365. There is really a difference when you start considering the coaching at PhD Weight Loss. They truly set you up for success, and they help you coach yourself. For more information, go to the website. That's myphdweightloss.com. That's PhD Weight Loss, official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Keeping track of your teenager's whereabouts can help deter underage drinking. Here's some helpful tips from the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg. Ask the five W's. Where are you going? What will you be doing? Who's going? When will you be home? And will there be alcohol? Your teen will be more open to honest conversation if they feel you're asking because you care, not because you distrust them. Underage drinking isn't a rite of passage. It's against the law. Visit theforestercenter.org today for more resources.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
Valentine's Day is upon us, and you know, your team at Reed's Jewelers will make sure you find what you want for your loved one. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's Jewelers. Upstairs in Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there at Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Kitchens are the heart of the home. It's the one place for the family team huddle, an entertainment headquarters, a children's art museum, and most important of all, a place to enjoy good food with family and friends. That's why a kitchen not only should be stylish, but comfortable and functional. Linden Design is a full-service design studio that specializes in kitchen remodels. Their Spartanburg showroom has kitchen cabinets, lighting, and flooring to create a beautiful space. Call 864-494-4317 to schedule your consultation or visit their location at 101 Chester Street in Spartanburg.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
See my share of broken halos, broken wings that used to fly. They've all gone,
final segment of the program. Appreciate you joining us here on a beautiful Monday. Walt Deptula Road Rage from 3 until 7. Tiger calls tonight as well. Get excited for that with Brad Brynell. Before we tackle some other stuff on our way out the door, let's go to Red, who's up with us next and patiently waiting. What's up, Red?
Hey, Clark. How you doing? Hey, Ben. Hey, I know the NCAA has no conscience at all with what they're allowing to go on right now, but is what is going on now, would they ever go back and apologize to Reggie Bush for taking that Heisman away? Or my main guy was Jeremy Bloom from Colorado. I think he would have made the NFL as a receiver, and they took that all away from him. And I know the NCAA will never admit they're wrong or anything, but I was just wondering about that.
You know, it's a good question, Red. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. You know, I don't see them doing that, but there have been lots of folks who have said, since Reggie Bush did what essentially is legal now, we should give him his Heisman back. I mean, my stance is, if it's not with in keeping with the rules at the time, you still broke the rules, even if we change the rules later.
In fact, I'm still ticked that they gave him his Heisman back in the first place. The dude flat out cheated. I mean, he cheated. He broke the rules that are designed for a level playing field, and Southern Cal just spit on those rules. Why in the world should I apologize to Reggie Bush for cheating?
If
they raise the speed limit on 85 to 90, are they going to retroactively go back and refund me the money they've ticketed me for speeding when it was 65? Heck no!
If you were going 105, they
would
shut
up, Clark. That's another story for another day. Okay, play along.
All right, I'm with you.
Apologize. Our deepest apologies that you cheated and we've now changed the rules. By the way, under what are supposed to be NIL rules, what Reggie Bush did back then is still cheating.
You're right.
You can't pay somebody's parents and buy them a house. Well, Coach K says it's questionable. But besides that, I get furious. I love that dude's game. I mean, it's nothing personal. You cheated your butt off. And I go back and give you your Heisman and make you like, oh, man, we were wrong. Bull crap.
Vince Young was the best player that year anyway. Vince Young should have won Heisman anyway.
Vince Young was the best player in one game for sure.
For sure. I had a Texas T-shirt. I don't get random schools T-shirts, but I was such a fan of Vince Young that I got a Texas T-shirt that year. Another thing on that we haven't gotten to yet that I just want to briefly hit on. This came last week from Nicole Auerbach from The Athletic. There is a newly adopted bylaw from the NCAA that changes the burden of proof for NIL violations. Here's what it says. Bylaw 19.7.3 states, quote, in cases involving name, image, and likeness offers, agreements, and or activities in which related communications and conduct are subject to NCAA regulation, the infractions process shall presume a violation occurred if circumstantial evidence suggests that one or more parties engaged in impermissible conduct. The enforcement staff may make a formal allegation based on a presumption. The hearing panel shall conclude a violation occurred unless the institution or involved individual clearly demonstrates with credible and sufficient information that all communications and conduct surrounding the name, image, and likeness activity comply with NCAA legislation, close quote. So basically what Red is talking about is NCAA going to apologize? No, but they actually are going to be more punitive now in changing the burden of proof. It's always been a little weird to me that the NCAA doesn't have subpoena power. They don't have, they can't mandate cooperation, and yet their burden of proof is the same as basically a criminal trial. They have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. Now they're essentially changing the burden of proof they're taking it off of the NCAA, and they're saying, if we get wind that you may have done something, you have to prove to us that you didn't, which I got to be honest, that seems kind of unfair, but also like more of a doable thing for the NCAA. There's almost no way that you can prove beyond a reasonable doubt the way the NCAA did without the ability to subpoena documents and subpoena testimony. There's almost no way you can actually prove that. But now, if there's a credible thing, which like Jim Boeheim saying Pitt, what, like that doesn't mean that the NCAA is calling Pitt and Wake Forest and Miami today and saying, hey, you got to prove now that you weren't involved, because there's common sense involved there. Ben, the fairness side of me doesn't like this. The justice side of me loves this, because you know so many schools are getting away in broad daylight with violations that are just blatantly against NIL rules. And there's essentially no way the NCAA can stop it unless they put the burden of proof back on the school to prove that everything we did was above board here.
Yeah, I thought it'd been too tough to prove to begin with. I mean, you're not trying to send somebody to the gas chamber. You know, you're trying to sue them civilly.
Right, that's right.
You know, the burden of proof shouldn't be as stringent as it has been so far.
I appreciate the NCAA doing this, because I do think that basically if the NCAA didn't do this, that everyone would be cheating, quote unquote. And if everyone's cheating, is anyone cheating? If everyone's breaking the rules, is anyone breaking the rules? Because you essentially decide, I mean, it's like a social contract. You decide what rules you're going to follow and what rules you're not, and what rules you expect and or what rules you respect and what rules you don't. I mean, far be it for me to agree with Jim Boeheim again, but I mean, it does have to be frustrating when you feel like you're operating within the rules and there are other schools that aren't. You just probably shouldn't be playing those schools in 3 weeks like Jim Boeheim. You do wonder if I don't know his SID. I don't know the men's basketball SID at Syracuse. But you do have to wonder if he got a phone call that was like, hey, you realize you have to play Wake Forest in like 3 weeks, right? like you have to see Pittsburgh a lot to be just throwing out accusations like that. You realize that like this likely will come up in our game if you don't say something about this.
You may have mentioned, you know, he addressed it again on the coach's call today.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was just looking there during the break. Apparently he ended his call by saying, "It's been fun." Yeah.
What? Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Is that the call or his coaching career?
Exactly.
Or the 48-hour rigmarole that he started.
It's according to Mike Barber from I think he covers Virginia. He says he clarified that Syracuse players have gotten NIL deals once. They're on the team, but not in recruiting. Ended his call by saying, "It's been fun."
God, again, Fab Melo had men's basketball staffers completing assignments for him and basically got his grades fixed by Syracuse men's basketball. And they were in no-show jobs for years with the local Y and doing all kinds of stuff for the local Y and getting paid $8,000 a pop to do these things. And there were lots of recruitments that Jim Boeheim won that were known to have had financial stakes attached. Honestly, I feel like this is partially Jim Boeheim being Jim Boeheim and partially Jim Boeheim being 78. How much of this you think is just like, I'm going to say, because you know, like when we get older, I say we, when, I, it's going to happen to me. When we get older, the filter goes away. It erodes a little bit. And you wonder if like Jim Boeheim, who normally says whatever he thinks, might have been a little more tactful 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago in making some of these comments about his peers. Just going to throw that out there too. Because he made a comment in there about, if I was 63, we wouldn't be having these conversations, but it's literally about the calendar. And I kind of had the thought, well, maybe it's just about you know, popping off at the mouth and having to make two apologies. And now a third statement about it on the teleconference today. Goodness gracious. Let's see. We got a bunch of stuff we didn't get to today. We talked about Kyrie. We talked about Boeheim. We talked about ACC hoops. We talked about Tommy Reese and Kevin Steele. Can I give you my Tommy Reese numbers, by the way? Can I do this in 2 minutes? Yeah, I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes. Maybe we'll get back to it tomorrow.
You took the time to write it out.
I did. You know what? I'm not going to give you the whole thing. Let me tell you a big picture what I think, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow, okay? Let me tell you a big picture what I think about Tommy Rees. My initial thought on Tommy Rees is Saban's tired of not running the ball. And I've got numbers on that. They haven't run the ball in years. Sidebar, they haven't run the ball since Brent Key left to go to Georgia Tech. They've two different offensive coordinators, like no run game. They've been throwing it constantly. Now, some of that is personnel, but I think Nick Saban has lost the ability to dictate with his offensive line. And he wants to do that. And guess who does that? Notre Dame. Now, that's not Tommy Rees necessarily, but Tommy Rees is in that culture and has been running, you know, lots of physical run attacks in the last 3 years. They've had, I would say, two physical run games and then a third run game that was pretty good at Notre
Dame.
But
hasn't that been more personnel directed rather than – I got to think a former quarterback likes to throw the ball.
Yes. And you know what? That feels like the low-hanging fruit, okay? Yeah. The low-hanging fruit is, oh, Saban wants to run the ball. Do you know who the other finalist is? And arguably the guy he wanted more is the guy who threw for more passing yards in his offense than any other school in America last year. At Washington.
Yeah.
I don't know what Saban wants. I mean, who he hired, yeah, they probably will have a more physical run game. They probably will.